A massive bloom of toxic algae has been discovered off the West Coast, and it's led to the closure of some commercial fisheries in Washington state. Scientists say this is the largest toxic algae bloom in more than a decade. Our EarthFix reporter Ashley Ahern joins me. Hi.
Hi, Marcy.
What is happening?
Well, I just love coming in here and being such, you know, the bringer of great news.
Okay, but, this is not good news.
No, this is a real downer, unfortunately. We have an algal bloom that's going on the West Coast that is giant. It's stretching from mid-California all the way up to Homer, Alaska. There have been sightings.
So. Wow. Well, what kind of algae are we talking about?
So this is Pseudonychia, and it produces domoic acid, which is a neurotoxin and can lead to seizures. a lot of bad things.
So this then makes its way into seafood that humans might eat. How does it affect us?
It can be very dangerous for human beings. Seizures and then even potential death. This is not something to make light of. That being said, our Washington state has these algal blooms have happened for, you know, ages. So we've got a really cutting edge system for testing shellfish. So commercial shellfish, I've been told by the Department of Health and scientists, is very carefully monitored. The risk comes with recreational harvest. So people that are out on the beaches that might be, you know, doing well, the razor clam shellfish is closed. Dungeness crab is closed in the southern part of the state. So the danger is really people going out on their own and harvesting these things and eating them. So that's the big message to get out today.
Right. So if you thought that might be a fun thing to do, you need to check with officials to see if that fishery or that shell fishery is even available to you.
And the Department of Health has a great website where you can look at maps and stuff. So
I'm with Ashley Ahern, our EarthFix reporter. And Ashley, I've read some pretty horrifying stories about sea animals. What does this toxin do to them?
Yeah, so there have been sightings. It makes seabirds act a little crazy. It makes sea lions start to just have these seizures. And I spoke with Vera Trainer, who's a senior expert with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration on harmful algal blooms. And here's what she had to say about what happens to these animals.
So the sea lion that was found off the coast, it had its back arched, its head back, and it's just bobbing back and forth. And there are cases of sea lions going up on the beaches, sitting on tops of police cars, not being completely disoriented. And in fact, birds are affected because they eat plankton feeding fish.
So you can see this thing just makes its way up the food chain. And I've even heard that Alfred Hitchcock's famous movie, The Birds, was based on a domoic acid poisoning incident in California where the birds just went bat, you know what, crazy.
Wow, amazing. Well, you mentioned a few minutes ago that these kinds of algae outbreaks do happen. They're not all that uncommon, but usually we see them sort of August, September. So why so early?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question, and that's why the scientists are going out on this big cruise. Toxic algae really likes a couple of different things. It's lots of sunlight, so we've been enjoying this wonderful weather, and that's why I get to come in and be the downer and say this is the cost.
Yeah.
They like these upwellings of nutrients from deep in the ocean, and they like warm water. And so we've had all of those things this spring, particularly with the blob of warm water off the coast. Temperatures have been two or so degrees Celsius above normal. So scientists want to better understand sort of what the mix is that's making for this big bloom, but it is unprecedentedly early in the season, especially. And the other weird thing about this is usually we don't have multiple different types of harmful algae blooming at the same time. But right now we have paralytic shellfish poisoning, diuretic shellfish poisoning, and this domoic acid Pseudonychia all blooming at the same time. So the big one is the Pseudonychia off the West Coast, but we're seeing this other stuff, DSP and PSP, that is risk for people in Puget Sound and Washington State now.
And so the theories are warm water, extra sunshine, and that warm water blob in the Pacific Ocean. Okay, this is all up and down the West Coast. How long will it stick around?
I think that, you know, that's anyone's guess. The fact that it started early and we're expecting a dry, warm summer means that the conditions could be great for these creatures for the rest of the summer months. And I think that, one big takeaway is that in a warming world with climate change and how things are looking in this region, scientists are saying this is kind of potentially a taste of what's to come.
I thank you, I suppose, Debbie Downer.
I just love that. I love that job.
Yeah. Ashley Ahern's our EarthFix reporter. And the bottom line about this toxic algae bloom is that if you plan to go out shellfish harvesting or fishing, you really need to check with DNR or some other wildlife
Department of Health
to make sure that it's safe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.